Hello everyone, welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. This week, it's the last episode of the year. Richie and I have decided to wrap things up this week, and because of that, we are chatting about the year that we've had and also setting a few goals for the future. You'll also hear about my personal mission to make my art practice fun again. So I hope that you enjoy the episode, make yourself a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's get straight into it. So we're sitting down for the last podcast of the year, which is crazy, blows my mind.
I know.
I don't know how we got here.
So fast.
We've decided to finish up the podcast series a little bit earlier than normal. In the past, we have done episodes right up to Christmas or close to Christmas. But this year, we thought about it and decided it would be really nice to stop at the same time as when the kids stop school. So it's their last week this week. And it means we can relax and enjoy the run-up to Christmas. And I might actually come to terms with the fact that it is Christmas and decorate the Christmas tree that I'm looking at over there that's bare. I thought it would be good to have a bit of a relaxing run-up. And one of the other reasons is that I really want to get back into making art without any kind of pressure or purpose. And I want to just be sitting at the dining table with my sketchbook open or maybe some markers, doing some drawing, sketching outside, that sort of stuff. And when we're busy in the year, that's the kind of work that sort of falls away because it feels almost like it's not work. It feels like play. I thought that if we finished up early and we didn't have any kind of commitments, podcasting or online classes or anything like that, it would be a really great opportunity to immerse myself and play with my art supplies. I'm already on the road with that. It's been really fun. Fun to get back to my sketchbooks. And I haven't been posting on Instagram. I've just been spending some time alone with my art. And I feel like that's something I want to do more. So one of the things that I'm considering is wrapping up the podcast and my Instagram account and then not coming back maybe until January, which would give me a few weeks just to explore and experiment. It would give me more time to create because even though I love Instagram and sharing, the amount of time I spend sometimes just trying to get a photo for Instagram and standing up on a chair, getting a bird's eye view, moving things around, editing the photo, getting the photo off my phone, onto my desktop and faffing around with all that stuff, that's time I could be painting. So I'm looking forward to letting that go for a little while. Yeah, just having fun with my art. That's what I feel like I need to just get back to making art a fun practice.
And is it sometimes like, you know, you paint a bit and you just want to let it to dry, or you look at a painting and you think it's finished, and rather than, you know, taking a photograph of it, being able to walk away from it and leave it overnight and then come back and say, I might put an extra bit into that. Or it is finished, or it's not. But like, I mean, there's no pressure for it to be finished.
Yeah, that's a good point, because there are times when I have been sitting at my desk working on a painting and I look at the time and I think, oh, I need to finish this because I want to post something on Instagram today. And so it gets in there, it seeps in there and it affects your work. Whereas if I'm not posting on Instagram, then I can just let it settle and sit for a bit and come back and decide in the morning and give it the space that it needs. Whereas sometimes I'm rushing to finish a painting just for Instagram. So it'll be a fun experiment to see how taking a step back from Instagram affects my creative practice. And right now I feel like my creative practice just needs a good kick up the ass. I have been struggling hugely with my art over the past few weeks. I have been procrastinating. I have been struggling so much to finish things. Like, I have a few paintings I have almost finished. They're probably 80, 90% finished, but I can't seem to bring them together. I feel paralyzed by them in that last stage.
Can I come to your defense?
Sure, come on in.
There's lots of things you have finished. Like, we moved house. We had to decorate the house. We had to move in. We had to get comfortable. The kids started new schools. They had problems in their new schools. Like, this year has been tumultuous. And we've done a lot of amazing things this year and finished them, like, as a family. And I know it's not art related, and I know it's not your art that you're talking about, but I think you should cut yourself a little bit of slack and look back at the amazing year that you had family wise, like, as a wife, as a parent, as a person, you know, and then say, okay, that year was for that. Next year's my year.
Well, that's pretty much the conclusion that I've reached. And, you know, I've been reflecting on this year, as I always do. As I get to the end of a year, I do like to spend some time thinking about what worked well, what didn't, what did we get done, what didn't we tick off our to-do list. When I thought about it, this year was very much a recovery year in some ways, like recovering from the big move and the change into this new area, this new home, and also all the work that we've done to establish our art business over the last, you know, 5 years or so. I felt like I needed some time to breathe, rest, spend time with our kids as they were going through big transitions. And the art business wasn't the top priority, I would say, in the last year. We were just sort of letting it manage itself in a way. You know, it wasn't a huge growth year. We weren't really pushing on new projects. And at the beginning of the year, we wanted to create a bunch of new online classes. I'm pretty sure that was one of our goals. And we didn't even come close to that.
Nowhere near close.
Yeah, a lot of this year, we were trying to find that sweet spot between being well rested, but not resting so much that we feel demotivated. And we had a whole podcast about that. I think it was called Knowing Your Limits. And that's when we took one of our bigger breaks. And towards the end of it, we started feeling pretty flat because we hadn't been doing any creative work. And you talked about that again last week, about how, you know, as much as you love being here for the family and doing a lot of the stuff, running the kids around and all those things, that they're a gift. They're a real gift to have time like that. But at the same time, you can get creatively demotivated, or you feel very, I don't know, you don't have that purpose. So that has come up again and again in the last 12 months. And I guess it's just a natural flow, ebb and flow. It's not like we can say, well, next year that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. we are going to be full of creative purpose while staying rested all year. It just doesn't work like that. Next year, I do hope that we have a more creatively focused year.
Yeah, I just think it's a question of just changing our priorities. You know, we prioritized a couple of things this year. They don't really pay off financially. Yes, they're amazing. They're awesome to do. It creates growth. It keeps the community connected and all that kind of stuff. But we didn't achieve our goals this year. Like, the goal was, and it wasn't even a crazy goal. It was like 4 minis. Like, that was it. And we did one.
Yeah. We did a challenge at the beginning of the year, and then we created one new online course this year, Sketchbook Sanctuary, which was very successful and very well received. We ran Modern Mixed Media, our signature course, twice. And in hindsight, I won't be running it twice again. I will only run that once a year going forwards. As much as I love to run it, that also takes a lot of time because that's the course where I'm very hands-on and I'm providing feedback and comments, and it's more interactive than the other courses. So that ended up taking up more time than I thought, time that I had initially planned on using for creating more classes and creating more art. We definitely didn't reach our goal around the kind of creative output that we were hoping for this year. But I focused hugely on my health this year, particularly in the second half. Because I work a lot at my desk, whether that's painting or on the computer, I'm very sedentary. Couldn't think of the word. Sedentary. And I got a Fitbit a while ago. I had stopped wearing it and then I put it back on and it blew my mind how little I was moving around in a day. Like I might have a day where I only had a few thousand steps, say 3,000 or something like that. So I realized that the way that I was working wasn't doing my health any favors in the long term. So I started the walking and the yoga and all that sort of stuff. I went pretty full on with that to the point where I was focusing a lot of my time on my health journey rather than my creative journey. I know that creativity flows from good health, which is one of the reasons why right now I'm feeling very ready to move into this next phase, which is more focused on my art again. But I don't want to abandon all that other stuff. So we were only chatting this morning about how I can tweak my daily routine to fit everything in, because I would like to keep walking, keep doing yoga, but make more art, plus run a business, plus still do all the family stuff as well. So
yeah, I love what you said this morning when you said, I want to make art a habit.
I've had periods where art has most definitely been a habit in my life. It's something that I miss when I'm not doing it, particularly the art that isn't necessarily for sale. I love working my sketchbooks, just freely creating. So that's what I've been thinking a lot about a return to my sketchbook work, which is funny because a few weeks ago I think I was talking about how I really wanted to paint big and I've gone full circle again. It has been quite a confusing time for me with my art the last couple of months. Thought that I wanted things to be really abstract after doing a lot of floral and botanical work, and I tried that and I just, when I was actually in it and painting, I just couldn't feel it. I couldn't feel the abstracts, and so I was really stuck, and I found myself wanting to go back to florals and botanical shapes. I don't know. I'm just not sure if I'm feeling such a pull towards pure abstracts anymore. So after a couple of weeks of trying to stay in the abstract zone, eventually went, you know what, I'm not enjoying this. I'm just not. Like, normally I paint for a feeling. Like, there's a feeling when I paint, and it makes me incredibly happy and full of emotion. Sometimes it's happy emotions, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's sad, sometimes it's memories, but it's a feeling. Like, I feel immense emotional things, yeah. For lack of a better description. I love that because I find it hard to connect and tap into my emotions. So painting and mark making and using all my materials is a way for me to do that. And when I was working on my abstract paintings, it just felt like I was trying to follow a formula or come up with a process without feelings. And initially I thought that the abstracts would be great for getting the feelings out. I don't know. Art doesn't follow a logical path.
A lot of that abstracting was you wanting to do something new for a course, or to, like, so you weren't painting for you. You were like, okay, what do I need to do? I have a list of courses that I want to release and I'm going to push into this area. Whereas now, after a few weeks of trying it, you've just kind of gone, hang on a second, I'm going to paint for me, like just me, not Instagram, not for a course, not for online, not for anything, for Laura. I'm going to paint. And you got this big box of stuff, because I remember coming in and it was on the table. And the look on your face, it was like Christmas. You're like, I got all these goodies. They're like, I can't wait to open them and get stuck into them. And I was like, yeah, I remember this, Laura. This is the, like, Laura from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Buying stuff, painting. Like, yeah, do you know what you haven't had in a long time? Paint under your fingernails.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Even my daughter out, I should say. Even our daughter.
No, your daughter. You can have her.
But yeah, even our daughter was saying that. She's saying, you know, I remember when you used to have paint on your face and paint on your clothes and the big canvases all over the house. And
wearing your apron while you're cooking.
Yeah, you know, it was just everywhere.
Yeah.
And there was art everywhere.
Let's bring that back.
And since we've been in the new house, there's hardly any art in here. You know, my paintings, I don't know where they are, but they're not here. And my studio was looking really bare. And, yeah, I felt pretty creatively empty.
Well, it was good because the air conditioner crapped itself. And I remember you saying to me, get it fixed because I'm painting and we're coming into summer and I want that air conditioner on. And I was like, okay, like, it's about time you took it seriously. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's time to take my art seriously. I feel like I've said this so many times on the podcast before. We've had this chat so many times where I've said, okay, this is it now. I'm taking my art seriously. I'm making art every day. but then life just
gets in the way.
Gets in the way again.
Mm, absolutely.
And so, but anyway, now is now. And I have a ton of new art supplies. I've bought more art supplies in the last few weeks than I have all year. So it definitely feels like Christmas. But I wanted to make sure that I have art supplies that I can use to make art more quickly. And one of the words that is in my mind at the moment as I think about next year is prolific, like being prolific with paint. In order to be prolific, I need to loosen up more, paint faster, and let go of some of the detail that is in my current work. Because a lot of my work takes quite a long time. In fact, some of it's not even that conducive to filming classes because it's boring. it's slow. There's many layers. Sometimes I'm drawing with quite a bit of detail. It takes me quite a long time to finish a painting. And that's okay, but I want to feel the satisfaction and the flow of ideas that you get when you move faster with your paints and your materials. So I've bought some things to mix it up a bit and to give my creative practice that kick up the ass that it needs. Mm. So I've bought some brush markers. They're from Pigma, Sakura Pigma brush markers, because when I first started creating when our children were very young, one of the things I loved to do was just draw with the Crayola markers that the kids use.
Mm.
And I would just draw anything, like whatever was around. It could be a teapot or a plant or, you know, anything that was around the place. I would draw on these big reels of paper, super cheap paper. And I wanted to capture some of that vibe. So I've ordered some cheap paper as well, because the only paper I have upstairs in the studio at the moment is super expensive watercolor paper. And I figured that I just need some stuff to get marks out and doodle. Yeah. I ordered some Derwent Color Soft pencils. So they're a very soft, good quality colored pencil, but they almost are a little bit like pastels. So I thought they would be good as well for getting down some ideas quickly. And what else have I done? I've ordered a watercolor set. What brand is it? Schminke. A small set, travel kind of watercolor set. I do have one that's Daniel Smith, but I wanted to try a different watercolor brand because I have been using so many of the supplies that I use for so long. I feel like I just need to try some different things, like different brands. I've had quite a narrow focus when it comes to art supplies in the last couple of years. I simplified everything and now I'm confusing everything and going maximal. So I've ordered a little set of watercolors to try out, and I went through all my acrylic paints and I've restocked my acrylic paints, got a few new colours and mediums and some new brushes. I was so low on everything. I needed new brushes, palette paper, normal paper, sketchbooks, the whole lot. So I've got it all coming. Some of it has already arrived and some of it's on its way. And this morning I went up to the studio and I just did a really quick drawing using one of the Pigma markers, and I went back to drawing florals. Then I used that drawing to start a painting in my sketchbook, and I laid down a really quick background, loose floral shapes, and it's now drying. And then when I come back to it probably tomorrow, I'll add in some marks and details. But the whole process was really fun and loose. I don't know where it's going.
Were you playing your music?
I was playing my music and just enjoying the process. Yeah. So that's what my focus is at the moment, is to get back to having fun making art. I want to do that by using different supplies, quick exercises, lots of doodling, sketching, mixed media, getting back to mixed media as well, using all the things. And I have quite a few sketchbooks on the go, and I laid them all out this morning to have a look at what I had and what had started and to bring a little bit of focus into it. So I looked at each one and I went, okay, that one, I'm going to stick to florals in that one. That one I'm going to use my markers in. That one's going to be watercolor. That one's going to be acrylic. I have no idea whether I'll stick with that. Probably not, because I never seem to be able to. But I just wanted to have some things where I have a rough idea of what I'm doing in it. So if I head up to my studio and I open up my sketchbook that has the drawing I did this morning, I'll know just to pick up some black pens and keep going with that theme. So we'll try that out and see how it goes. One of the things that's been on my mind is to get back to that childlike play and to tap into that inner child with my art, because I look at some of the pieces that I've made in the last month or two. So for some people, they would look at them and say, oh, that's very refined, it's beautiful, but I see a tightness in it that is bothering me, which is the problem I think I'm having with finishing the paintings, is I can see that I've got too tight with them. And I want to get back to a more childlike mark, or a looser, less thinking kind of, yeah, more carefree style of art. And in order to do that, I have been thinking about what did I enjoy when I was a child and when I was more carefree with my art at the very beginning. Sometimes for me, just getting the supplies out and beginning the process of swatching out some colours, taking a pen and giving it a bit of a swirl on the page, seeing what shape that makes and what that might look like, that starts me on a path back to that childlike kind of quality of art. That's what I'm interested in at the moment. It's less about the end product and more about the feeling as I create. And I want to have fun with it. I just want to really have fun with my art over the next month or two. And with it being Christmas and New Year, and we're, you know, at the end of the year, wrapping up the podcast, wrapping up all our things, it feels like a perfect time to do that, to just relax and make stuff. So that's what I'll be doing.
Lovely.
We had to interrupt the podcast because we had a delivery of some of my art goodies that have arrived. So I'm already trying to rip it off, but I should really wait, shouldn't I?
Just leave it.
It's going to make a big noise. So I have a parcel that's come. I'm trying to remember what's in this box. I think it's a whole lot of brushes that I ordered. Yummy things to play with. Woohoo!
Well, let's prioritize opening that.
Yeah. So now we have to finish the podcast because the parcel has arrived.
It's good to see your priorities are in the right place.
Speaking of priorities, let's have a quick chat or a think about what we are going to do next year and share some of the changes that we are currently tossing up in our head and planning for. And one of the things that we are debating, I guess, at the moment or chatting about is the podcast itself, because the podcast takes up a lot of time each week. And it's not so much the time that it takes up, it's more the fact that it interrupts every week. It comes around really quickly. Like, it feels like we've just released one and then we're already chatting about what are we going to talk about next week. And when we started the podcast, coming up with conversation points or topics was really easy. Over the last year or so, I've found that I keep going, oh, we've talked about that before. I'm repeating myself. What should we talk about? Like, it's becoming a bit more of a process each week, even to come up with topics. There's always something to talk about, but I feel like when we come to a conversation, sometimes it's a little bit more planned or thought out rather than it just bubbling to the surface naturally. And what I'm hoping for next year is to loosen up the podcast schedule. We don't really know what that's going to look like. We have thought about different options: fortnightly podcasts, sporadic podcasts, shorter seasons. There are many different ways we could approach it. But what we do know is that we are going to prioritize art and creating classes and video content above the podcast. That's a decision that we've made. And what we hope is that when we do release a podcast, it is when we are itching and can't wait to share, or we have a topic that we really want to talk about, and then we'll just record a podcast and share it. So it may not have any strict schedule. It might just be more of a ad hoc, on a whim podcast. So I know that's quite a big change. We love all of our podcast listeners and we love making the podcast. I know for many people they enjoy listening to it every week, but I reckon it's better to have fewer podcasts and have podcasts that are really fresh and full of information, up to date. You know, you're giving it your best energy rather than have a podcast where it feels like a chore.
Yeah, but it's also better to have fewer podcasts but more online content.
That's a very good point, because when we were chatting about it, we realized that what we wanted to do was create a different kind of content. We still want to provide value and information and update everyone about what we're doing, but we want to look at different formats, and particularly videos, and getting back to things like vlogs and more classes for those that enjoy taking our classes, because we haven't provided many in the last year. So it would be wonderful to be able to up that and provide more inspiration in that way. So with that said, we do have nearly 150 episodes of the podcast already. So if you haven't listened to all of those, certainly go back and take a listen. You can find all the podcast episodes over at laurahornart.com/podcasts. And we'll be back in the new year, but I just don't know when. So I just want to say a big thank you to everyone that tunes in, and to wish you a very happy Christmas and a happy new year. And now I'm going to go make myself a cup of tea and open up this parcel.